Minnesota Court of Appeals is now in session. Judge Connolly, Judge Reyes, Judge Flory, the Honorable Francis J. Connolly presiding.
Good morning. Our next case is A20-1370 in the matter of the establishment of Big Stone County Ditch 21 drainage system records. As all parties are aware, the counsel for the relator will have 15 minutes for their argument in chief. Counsel for respondent will have 15 minutes. And finally, counsel for the relator will have 5 minutes for rebuttal. When you're when it's your turn, just begin by telling us who you are in a loud, clear voice. I just should also emphasize that this oral argument is being recorded and will be available for review tomorrow online. However, our court rules prohibit any party, attorney, or guest from making their own private video or audio recording, so please comply with those rules. Counsel for the relator, whenever you're ready, you may begin, please.
May it please the court, my name is Christina Brown, and I am appearing on behalf of the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. There is only one overarching issue before the court today, and that's whether the Big Stone County Board of Commissioners order reestablishing County Ditch 21's drainage records is arbitrary and capricious, unsupported by substantial evidence, or otherwise in excess of the board's authority. And the answer to that question.
Oh. Sorry to interrupt you so quickly, but I want to actually clarify that point. You're arguing that their order was arbitrary or capricious based on error of law or without any evidence to support it. Are you alleging a violation or that all three of those, or are you being more specific? And what I'm getting at is, it seems to me that your argument is that their decision is unsupported by substantial evidence. So I just want to make sure we're focused on what exactly is your specific claim.
I would say it's all three, Your Honor. And I do break that up in my argument in terms of excess of their authority in terms of using a process that they shouldn't have been able to use. And then assuming that they did have that authority, their order was not supported by evidence. And evidence is also an arbitrary and capricious decision-making process.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. I will be asking the court today to vacate the board's order. And I will admit we have given the court a lot to consider today. I think there's about a century's worth of factual and legal issues, a pending motion to supplement the record, and then a response brief that does not track the issues as laid out by DNR. But a lot of that is just noise, and it's meant to distract the court from the two fatal flaws in the board's order. And the first one is the board lacks the authority to order CD21's records reestablished. And the second is that even assuming the board had that authority, it did not come close to complying with statutory requirements. So turning to that first fatal flaw, that the board lacked the authority to utilize the records reestablishment process for CD21. This process is available for one purpose and one purpose only, and that's to restore lost or incomplete drainage system records. It is not to create new ones. These restored records can only reflect two things, and that's the drainage system as originally constructed or as subsequently improved. And those are the only two options. And this burden rests on the drainage authority invoking this process to show a drainage system qualifies for record reestablishment. And here the board cannot do that. In terms of CD21's originally constructed state, it admits that CD21 was originally constructed as a tile system, and that further it possesses all of CD21's original design records. I mean, there are simply no records to reestablish as related to CD21's originally constructed state. And this means that the board must prove that CD21 was subsequently improved, and the board can't do this either. In its order, the board found that CD21 was converted to an open ditch in 1919, and it identifies this conversion as the subsequent improvement that allows them to utilize the reestablishment process. However, the board's own records, they contradict this finding. CD21's file contains the final report from the engineer responsible for constructing the ditch. And he filed his report in 1921, which was about 2 years after the alleged conversion. And the engineer certified that he installed a tile system from station 0 to 74.
So, and that's the supposed Ms. Brown, ditch. On that point, I have a question. Footnote 3, I believe, of the respondent's brief makes reference to that the tile that was installed in 1917, quote, was eventually removed and left as an open channel. Is there any record evidence to support that claim?
No, Your Honor. Nothing in the administrative record that supports that.
There's a suggestion that the DNR agreed with that position below. Did the DNR take that position below, that the record supported the removal of the tile installed in 1917?
I don't believe they took the position that it was supported or properly done. What happened was the DNR in its comment letter recited the information that the board gave to DNR. And they said, hey, we have this records reestablishment process. It's for this ditch. You know, it was originally tile, but we converted it to an open ditch. And so based on that representation, the DNR recited that in its comment letter. But as I'll explain, we were able to get the historical records after this order was issued that shows the ditch was, as far as we can tell, never properly or maybe even ever converted to an open ditch. And part of this evidence that I'm referring to is part of the records that we're asking the court to supplement the administrative record with. And in reviewing these records that we were provided after the order was issued, it's very clear that there's no evidence here that shows the ditch was ever converted. For example, we have a repair estimate from 2019 to repair a tile system for County Ditch 21. There are handwritten notes from 93 calling it a tile system. There are other letters from 2000, I think in 6 or 16, saying, you know, we have a broken tile ditch that we need to repair. And most troubling, I think, is that there's nothing in this administrative record anywhere that shows the county has ever paid statutorily required damages to landowners abutting CD21 for the presence of an open ditch. Damages have never been assessed in the ditch's history. Benefits, however, have been assessed against those landowners. So if we're looking at the evidence as a whole, we can't determine and the board cannot prove when or how this subsequent improvement process happened. And this is the exact reason why the board cannot use the records reestablishment process to achieve what it wants to achieve. Reestablishing records of a ditch, you know, that have undergone an improvement pursuant to the state's drainage authority or laws, this ensures that we know the impacts of that ditch design to available water resources, farmlands, wetlands, habitats, anything near that ditch. And, you know, in that situation where we're missing records and it's gone through the improvement process, we're just filling in the blanks. But what this process was never meant to do is order records reestablished to a ditch design that has never undergone environmental review or differs from its originally constructed state. And if we allow drainage authorities to allege an unknown and undocumented improvement as the basis to order records reestablished, this is going to create a dangerous loophole. And this loophole is going to allow drainage authorities to order modifications to ditches unchecked and without the environmental review required under both the establishment and the improvement processes. Because the board cannot demonstrate that CD21 was originally constructed or subsequently improved to an open ditch, they cannot use this records reestablishment process to order modifications to CD21, and this order must be vacated.
Ms. So in addition, Brown, I had one question, and it's sort of related to the engineer report. Haven't you forfeited the argument that the engineer's report did not comply with statutory requirements because you failed to raise it in public comment? So why isn't what you're telling me now or telling us now forfeited?
And you're replying to, or referring to the respondent's argument that we didn't raise it at that time?
Yes, that, Ms. Brown.
Thank you. At that time, I believe that the DNR's comment letter sufficiently put the board on notice as to their concerns based on the information we had available at that time. At that time, the board had told us, well, we're going to enter this records reestablishment process. We have a final hearing in 3 weeks. Would you like to comment on it? And DNR had to reach out itself, obtain the engineer's report. And that's the only information that we had. And based on that, in the short period of time, DNR had to respond. We filed a comment letter and we asked that they include the historical record as part of the administrative record because of that short notice. And the county said, no, we're not going to do that. And they went ahead and ordered the records reestablished, which is why DNR had to do a DPA request to get that information. And we got it, you know, and we requested, you know, after the order had been issued. And that's when we were able to see the totality of the evidence the board has in its records.
But it's fair to say in your letter, you did not reference Minnesota Statute 103E.101. Is that a fair statement?
I don't believe that they cited the records reestablishment process, but that was, I mean, that was the notice that they gave us. And we said, you cannot utilize this records reestablishment process to do what you want to do. You know, I don't believe that failure to cite the actual statute would waive our argument in terms of objecting to the process they're undergoing.
I mean, they well, put we'll the, see.
Okay.
But I just want to clarify on this point too, Ms. Brown, because I mean, I think we're talking specifically about forfeiting the argument with respect to the engineer's report. That I think that's the focus, is just the engineer's report. But I have a concern too, as far as why didn't the DNR ask for an extension, for example, to respond if they were only given 3 weeks to reply, to be able to have sufficient time to look at the whole record and request the documents. So why shouldn't the issue with respect to the engineer's report in particular be forfeited?
I believe that the DNR staff member who reviewed the engineer's report thought that it was so deficient that there was no way that, you know, if DNR pointed it out to them, that they would proceed forward with this process. He does note they didn't rely on all available evidence. The statute references at a minimum that engineer is to consider applicable aerial photographs, soil borings and test pits, culvert dimensions, and any bridge designs. And the only thing we see in this report is that they recited the requirements of that statute, but they didn't get any of that information. So we can't look at aerial photos. We can't look at soil borings. We have nothing really to comment on other than the recitation of the requirements and their proposed repairs. And that's really difficult, I mean, to provide any substantive comments on a lack of information.
Okay.
And we were provided the light, oh, sorry.
Sure. Let me ask you, kind of flip the question around. Is your position, can you only prevail with the engineer's report, or do you believe you can still prevail in your position without the engineer's report?
We prevail in our position without the engineer's report, Your Honor, because procedurally there are no grounds to undertake the records reestablishment process. As I discussed earlier, you could only do it for originally constructed and subsequently improved conditions. Originally constructed was the tile system. The county has admitted that, and they have all of those original design records. So they have to show that this ditch was subsequently improved, and there is nothing in the record that shows this ditch was ever modified. And in fact, their historical record contradicts the findings in their order, saying it's been an open ditch for 100 years. If that's the case, you wouldn't be issuing letters calling it a tile system. You wouldn't be getting repair estimates to repair a tile system. You'd be paying landowners damages that they're entitled to. So without the engineer's report, still procedurally, the board exceeded its authority by engaging in this process at all, and they should have gone to the improvement process. So I understand the court's concern with the engineer's report, DNR's position that they were sufficiently put on notice, that we had concerns with the report, and the factual deficiencies in it. And DNR did suggest, you know, and request that they go through the improvement process rather than, you know, continue to pursue the records restoration process. So in summation, the DNR, we're not asking the court today to order that CD21 may never be modified. The DNR is only asking that this court ensures the board follows the proper procedure using sufficient evidence to ensure its proposed changes to CD21 do not have a negative impact on the environment, surrounding farmlands, and habitats. The board's failure to follow the proper statutory process and the lack of evidence supporting its findings shows the order was not the result of a well-reasoned and considerate process, and rather this order represents the board's will. So the DNR respectfully requests this court vacate the board's order and grant its pending motion to supplement the record.
Thank you very much, Ms. Brown. We now hear for counsel for the respondent, please.
Thank you, Your Honor. May it please the court, Gerald Von Korf, Rinky Noonan, St. Cloud, representing the Big Stone County Ditch Authority. There is, I would argue, abundant evidence that this system was early converted from tile to open ditch. And when the Drainage Authority received the DNR's comments, it properly read those comments as acknowledging that this ditch had been converted to an open channel ditch system. First of all, the comments themselves say, quote, take on not the conversion, but the legality of the conversion, because allegedly the Drainage Authority didn't have the authority to make that conversion. The DNR's comment says, quote, did disrepair and failure of the original CD21 tile system and resulting conversion to an open channel ditch system did not follow the ditch improvement statute. And so you can see in the order that the Drainage Authority thought that the Drainage Authority was operating with the system that was not tile. It was an open ditch.
Mr. Van Korf, I'm not sure if we can read the DNR's question to you as a concession that they believe that it was now an open ditch. I think they're asking, and in addition to that, they asked for all records to be considered by the board, among other things. So I think they put the board on notice that they certainly had concerns about not only the process, but also potentially potential findings and lack of consideration of the entire record. And speaking of the record, let's just assume for the sake of argument that we would grant the motion to supplement the record. Doesn't the full record that the board did not consider, doesn't it lack support for its findings? And to the contrary, doesn't it seem to imply that this was a tile system and remained a tile system?
Not at all, Your Honor.
I'm a little concerned by the lack of evidence in the record. And as Judge Fleury pointed out, even in your brief on footnote 3, there's a citation, a statement that seems to imply that it had changed from a tile to an open channel, but there's no citation to the record for that footnote at all.
The drainage engineer, having studied the project that he is responsible for, found that the soil conditions were such that they could not possibly have, with technology at that time, have replaced the tile. It would have failed again. That's in the engineer's report. There's no question that the tile failed. So the question is whether the Drainage Authority back then would have redone that tile. And there is no record of that happening. Replacing dysfunctional tile.
Well, but let's pause there for a second, because you're claiming that the lack of evidence of it replacing the tile proves that it must have gone to an open ditch. I think that's faulty logic there. But let's even go beyond that. If this is going to go to an open ditch, wouldn't damages have been required to have been paid to the landowners? And is there any evidence in the record that that actually occurred if it did become an open ditch?
The landowners would have and requested that something be done to fix the open ditch. And they easily could have.
Well, did they request that something be done with respect to the open ditch? Is there anything in the record to indicate that that is exactly what they requested? I am not familiar with anything in the record stating that.
So the difference between an open ditch and a tile ditch is not something that would be speculative. The landowners along that ditch are either connected to underground tile or they are connected to the open ditch. To say that you could walk along that ditch and think that it's not an open ditch when the open ditch connects to CD2, the open ditch connects to the tile branches that connect to the open ditch. All of the landowners on either side are connected to an open ditch. The drainage system is inspected at least every 5 years. The drainage authority is not going to be unknowledgeable as to whether it's operating a tile system or a drainage system. They're inspecting it regular. What they've been, what the DNR is doing now, after having acknowledged that it was converted to open channel, is instead now arguing that it was a tile, was actually tile because it's legal status was tile when it was created.
Well, that, I think the argument is more than that. I think all the parties acknowledge that it was created as a tile system, but I think their argument, and I don't want to put words in their mouth, but the way I understand it is that it was never had never changed essentially into an open tile or open drainage.
No, Your Honor, with respect, that's a new argument. The first argument that they made, if you look at the dialogue that takes place between the drainage authority and the DNR, is that it was converted, but it wasn't lawfully converted because the DNR believed that the requirement for conversion in 1919 through 21 was the same as it is now. And so it must have been illegal. The drainage authority, recognizing that argument, put in its findings, no, here is the statute. And they cited the statute that governed and said, back then, if a tile system failed, a drainage authority could replace it without a new proceeding. The DNR in its appeal, in its brief, said that the drainage authority was wrong, not because it wasn't converted, but because they claimed that the 1921 statute retracted the authority to make this change. Because as we said in our brief, requirement that you can't repair an open ditch, a tile with open ditch, that's didn't exist in the 20s and the 30s and the 40s. And so in our brief, in the DNR's brief, they claimed that we were mistaken, and you'll see that they cite a statute and one part of the statute and claim that they were right when they said that it was illegal to replace the tile. Now, in our brief, we showed a long line of cases and a statute that shows conclusively that, in fact, the drainage authority did have the authority. In fact, it had the responsibility with a failed tile system to do something.
So Mr. Moncarf, I understand those arguments. I read that in the brief, and I understand the party's position on that. But it seems to me those arguments were framed at that time under circumstances where the DNR did not have 400 pages of record that the county had available to it dealing with this ditch. And they subsequently obtained those records through a data practices demand. And it seems to me that that kind of changes the focus of this. I mean, at first glance, it's very troubling to me why the county wouldn't make all of their records part of the administrative record. It's almost like we're being asked not to look behind the curtain here. And I don't understand why, what position the county would take as to why not make all of those records part of the administrative record. And if we find that they should have been, it seems to me the remedy should be to send this back to the drainage authority and reassess the matter in light of all of that information.
Your Honor, our issue with the old records is not that there's something to hide in those records. Our issue is they have no bearing on the case. If the court wants to use those records, have at them. But what we're dealing with is everybody up and down that ditch, the engineer, the inspector, anybody who walks that ditch will see that it's an open ditch, not tile. It is.
I agree with you completely. I haven't walked along the ditch, but I've walked along a lot of them, pheasant hunting and things like that. I agree that's what it looks like now, but isn't the issue whether it was ever properly converted to that?
Yes, Your Honor, exactly.
So what's the evidence that supports that? It seems to me that's the crux of this matter, and that's perhaps where these records may come into play, at least to be considered.
The issue is that the DNR said you had to do something. You had to do a new improvement back then in order to fix that ditch. And the drainage authority said, no, you're making a big deal out of something that is a big deal now. But as Justice Todd says in his Zimmer dissent, in the 20s and 30s and the 40s, drainage authorities changed the design of the drainage system all the time when it didn't work. And so they wouldn't have known that in 1970, 80, 90, they had to run an improvement. They were compelled. They got a bond request from the landowners. This ditch is not working. The tile has failed. The engineer has said, if they had put the tile back in the same place, it wouldn't have worked. If they were going to fix a totally failed tile system, there would have to be a new engineer's design. There would have to be purchase orders for new tile. The new tile would be there and it would be connected to all these landowners. And so I think that the drainage authority is acting as if it is like, how can they be doing this when we're operating an open and ditch tile system? It's so obvious. And they didn't make a record to respond to the arguments that the DNR did not make. Your Honor, I argued the Chippewa Swift case in the Supreme Court. The Court of Appeals said that it was not, this is not a quasi-judicial proceeding because there's so much more that has to be done before a repair is conducted. And the argument for the county was, don't make the reestablishment final. Let it play out so that the environmental issues, the repair statute gives the, before a repair, the DNR to say, hey, there's a public waters problem. Let's do soil borings. And the DNR said, no, we want this to be quasi-judicial. And we said, and I remember Justice Anderson saying, you know, that means that you're going to have to make a record of what your objection is at the time. And what's happening here is that we're turning the Court of Appeals into the place that the DNR tries to make its case. And we, if we get back down there and the court remands, there's going to be some photographs, there's broken tile, there's not a single landowner came forward and said, stop, save my tile. I'm connecting to tile. I want my tile restored. The only reason that this system is called, referred to as a tile system is nobody ever made a record. And unfortunately, that's what Section 103.101A is for, is to deal with this common occurrence that changes were made back in the 20s and 30s that people didn't appreciate what were going to be a problem in the future, and they made no record.
Thank you, Mr. Van Korf. Thank you. Your time has expired. Ms. Brown, you'll have the last word, please.
Okay. Thank you, Your Honor. I do want to note that the DNR is not asking this court to become the de facto first venue where we're going to hear all the arguments, no matter what, no matter what time they were raised, no matter what evidence exists anywhere. This is an error correcting court, and it was an error to not disclose relevant information that should have been in the administrative record to the DNR. That is problematic. And I can tell you this is not a common occurrence in terms of not receiving relevant information that should have been included in the record. So I don't think this is something that's going to be happening every day, and I don't think the court needs to be concerned about that. I did want to make one clarification. I pull our comment letter, and the comment letter does say, the engineer's report indicates the original plans and specifications for the CD21 system are still in the possession of the Drainage Authority, and therefore there is no legal basis for a reestablishment of records pursuant to Minnesota Statute 103E.101. There is a cite to the statute referencing the engineer's report. We did not cite to the subdivision 4A, but respectfully would request that the court maybe bring back in the engineer's report to its decision-making process if it so finds that that statutory cite is sufficient. I think the court is hitting the nail on the head here, which is there is a lack of evidence and a plethora of contradictory evidence to the board's order. And that's what we're looking at. You know, was the decision arbitrary and capricious? Did they have, you know, sufficient evidence? Did they have the authority to do what they did? And the answer to that, I think is overwhelmingly no. And, you know, when opposing counsel references the petition by the landowners or the bond filing, they're talking about two pages that are in the engineer's report. You can find them at DNR's addendum, page 14 and 15. And this is what they cite to say the landowners requested the county go in and convert this to an open ditch and fix it. And they say, well, they quote the sentence that says, you know, the landowners want this ditch to function for the answer or to answer to the function for which it was, you know, meant to be. So it was meant to drain water and they wanted to drain water. So they want us to fix it. But what that bond notice actually says is, you know, the undersigned owners of land assessed for benefits for said ditch under proceedings had herein demand that said ditch be constructed forthwith strictly in accordance with the plans and specifications and contract on file herein. They are asking for a tile system. They were not asking for an open ditch. And this was filed in 1919, which is where they get the, oh, we converted this to an open ditch in 1919 date. So the engineer's certification from 1921, I mean, the county listened. There's a tile system now. So, you know, to say that the landowners asked this to be an open ditch, I think is another misrepresentation of the underlying record. And I think this court should disregard the argument that DNR has admitted that the ditch was converted. Again, that was a recitation of the information provided to us, the representation made by the county. When we received the additional evidence, it was clear that we don't know when this was converted, if ever converted. You know, water may run over the ground, but that does not an open ditch make. And to the extent that the county is arguing DNR said, oh, it was converted, but you just didn't follow the right process. I mean, that was an alternative argument in our briefs, was even if you can prove that this was converted to an open ditch, which you cannot, we don't know when this happened, but I can trace our improvement statute, you know, back to 1919-1920, which was enacted before, you know, any conversion could have taken place based on the engineer's report. And it's just meant to highlight the fact that we don't know what happened. We don't know when it happened. But certainly the single solitary statute cited by the county in their order as to why they were allowed to do what they did doesn't apply. And it wouldn't have been the statute that applied at that time. So again, I'm asking this court to vacate. Oh, yes.
Go ahead. I'll let you finish. I have just a quick question.
I was going to just wrap up. And so go ahead with your question.
Yeah, actually, my question is the type of relief that you're seeking. I just want to clarify. Are you asking for reversal and remand for reconsideration by the board of all the facts on the entire record? Or your conclusion seems to indicate that it's just reversal because you asked for the court to invalidate the board's order. Are you just asking for straight reversal of the decision because it was not, because of all the reasons it was arbitrary and capricious, not supported by evidence, and exceeded their statutory authority?
I think it's up to the county, I think, what they want to do in terms of if this order no longer exists and this order, you know, it's unsupported by the evidence, they may want to abandon this ditch. You know, I don't know. So maybe it's appropriate to say reversal and remand it back to the county for further consideration so they can decide whether they want to continue to pursue this process or not.
So you're asking for reversal and remand, not just outright reversal then? Because I thought your brief indicated that you were seeking just a straight reversal because of the errors of law and the lack of support in the record for their decision in the first instance.
I think it is appropriate that, well, I think it's appropriate the order be vacated and then the county can do what they want to do, whether it's redo this reestablishment process, start the improvement process, or abandon this ditch altogether and let it become a private ditch. However, if the court feels it's more appropriate to reverse and remand, DNR is certainly open to that as well. And to have the county reconsider whether they even have the jurisdiction to order CD21's records reestablished.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Brown. Thank you very much, Mr. Van Korf. The matter was well argued and briefed. We will issue our decision within 90 days.